I started a doctoral program because I'm really passionate about urban education, and I feel committed to improving the schooling experiences that youth of color have in schools. And I currently teach social studies methods courses to pre-service teachers, but my research focuses on how to integrate Latinx, especially Afro-Latinx, into K-12 history and social studies curriculum. So I'm starting to conceptualize how I can center the theories and practices that affirm and sustain people of color's literacies, languages, histories, and other ways of knowing. Those theories and practices typically push against a deficit perspective that often permeates, and sometimes in a very subtle way, a lot of the research that is done in and about communities of color. So my core objective in my research is to help rewrite some of the narratives about our communities. So co-authoring the January-February editorial of the Journal of Teacher Education was a perfect learning experience for me on so many different levels. In retrospect, I think I feel more confident about advocating for myself. I also benefited from getting an insider look into how an editorial comes together. And I think most importantly for me, I was able to contribute to a journal issue that highlights the challenges, but also the possibilities that face teachers of color. And as an emerging educator of color myself, this was a really invaluable experience, and I'd love to share what I got out of it with other people. As a graduate student, one of my assistantships is for the Journal of Teacher Education. I manage the journal's online presence, whether that's via social media or on their blog, JTE Insider. And during a meeting, the theme of this special issue came up, and I approached one of the lead editors, Dr. Dorinda Carter Andrews, to ask her if I could contribute. I was really nervous about doing that because I think, like many graduate students, I tend not to think of myself as having any expertise in anything quite yet. And I know there's a lot I need to learn, but I think it can be easy for us to forget that we work really hard and we do have something to show for it. So the first experience was just overcoming that fear and that sort of imposter syndrome in order to speak up for myself and ask if I could just be a part of the process. I think that being a female first-generation immigrant and college graduate, this can be especially daunting for a lot of us. And then as I worked with the editorial team to produce the piece, I was so struck by how difficult it was for me to locate literature that specifically talked about teachers of color, particularly in-service teachers of color. A disproportionate share of the research that existed focuses on pre-service teachers, which I suspect reflects a discrepancy in access to classrooms that have teachers of color. And we can talk about the many reasons why that could be, some of which are discussed in the editorial. That includes a series of historical and contemporary factors. I think the editorial also does a good job calling for scholars to consider how problematic some of our assumptions are about why teachers of color are in short supply. And for myself, there were two main takeaways from the realization that in-service teachers of color are underrepresented in the research. For one, there absolutely needs to be more research done on the pedagogical practices and the professional experiences of those teachers. And also, I consider myself extremely fortunate that I've actually been able to team up with a teacher of color for my own research. But I think it also behooves me and anyone else doing this work beside communities of color to reflect on how we can take up humanizing praxis to foster mutual trust among students of color and classroom-based teachers of color in particular. So I'd also like to say that I'm extremely thankful for the Institute for the Recruitment of Teachers for helping me find my voice and to gain clarity on my research agenda really early on in my career. Their guidance really allowed me, I think, to identify a supportive institution and individuals whose careers I could emulate. And I'm really grateful that I have the mentorship of Dr. Carter Andrews from the Journal of Teacher Ed, and also my advisor, Dr. Maribel Santiago. For anyone listening, I just hope that you too have or can find or even make a space that stimulates your intellect the way I've been able to experience at Michigan State University. Thanks.